Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Mike Apley giving us an update on the Veterinary Feed Directive. We're back in just a moment.
Cattlemen, want a little more innovation? Pour it on. How about a little more convenience? Pour it on. And just plain old easy to use? Pour it on. Introducing new Banamine Transdermal. It's the first FDA-approved pour-on of its kind. And it's easy, easy, easy. New Banamine Transdermal from Merck Animal Health. Pour it on. Talk to your veterinarian or visit BanamineTD.com.
I'm Kyle Gilchrist, representing the Red Alliance Group. We have provided Red Angus bulls and females in volume to cattlemen in Oklahoma for 16 years. Our bulls represent what commercial cow-calf producers demand and are developed to perform. Join us for our upcoming auction on March 10th at the Heart of Oklahoma Expo Center in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Look us up at redalliance.biz, Facebook, or see our ad in the Stock Exchange publication. We look forward to seeing you March 10th in Shawnee, Oklahoma.
We're talking today with Dr. Mike Apley from K-State, from their vet college in Manhattan. And give us a little bit of an update from what you've seen on how the whole process has worked on the VFD.
We have, I think everyone together has done a really good job of education. A lot of people understand what's needed with the Veterinary Feed Directive. We've gone through a whole cycle where people have gone through the discovery phase of working with their veterinarian and getting authorization for the different drugs. We will know a little bit about what it did for sales of some of the drugs like the tetracyclines. It'll be later in 18, probably late third, early fourth quarter 18, when we'll get the antibiotic sales data. Mm-hmm. From 2017, and that'll be our first opportunity to see what it actually did for sales. But it stimulated a lot of conversations.
Right. And obviously a lot of folks had to do some things that they weren't, you know, it was kind of a little bit out of their comfort zone, I would think, as much as anything.
Yeah, everyone who uses a VFD feed had to have a relationship with a veterinarian, a VCPR, veterinary client-patient relationship, in order to get a valid VFD. There were some discoveries by people as to what the label actually did say, because we're restricted in major food animal species like cattle. We're restricted to using them in feed exactly as they're put on the label. A lot of discovery there, also about concurrent feeding, what something can be fed with. And it's not just two drugs that are legal to be fed together. It's two specific drug regimens, doses, feed inclusion rates, durations that are cleared to be fed together. So a lot of discovery about that, and we're waiting to see how the FDA starts to phase in enforcement on it.
Is there going to be a day sometime soon that we may be facing virtually no antibiotics available to livestock producers?
That would be a long, far-off day, and many of us would have to be out of the picture before that happened. But, you know, as of January 1, 2017, any medically important antibiotic can no longer be used for growth promotion. We're still able to use them for prevention, control, and treatment. The next thing the FDA is questioning about are the ones that don't have a specified duration of use on the label, and they've asked for input on that or considering that input. For cattle, for medically important antibiotics, that would be like Tylosin for control of liver abscesses. In feedlot cattle, we have a 350 milligram per head per day chlortetracycline label for control of bovine respiratory disease. Neither of those have a defined duration. So they're going through a discovery process of how we might address those. There have been two which have passed notable legislation on this, and one that has it still in the legislature. So both California and Maryland passed bills that, depending on how the regulations are written and how they're enforced, could take prevention out. Oregon has one that when the legislature adjourned last year was still in the committee, so it didn't get passed. Mm-hmm. But we have some states that are starting to go beyond. The other thing that California did was they made it, but all antibiotics will be requiring a veterinary prescription or feed directive, mm-hmm. regardless of whether the federal label says that or not.
Right.
And that would, so right now for us as cattle producers, that means the penicillin G, the long-acting oxytetracycline, the injectable Tylosin, and those types of things that are in at the feed store, those mm-hmm. would go. And the FDA is looking at taking those and getting those prescription also. So it's a long ways from having nothing, but prevention and control uses that are used routinely or considered a management use are our biggest lightning rods right now.
Dr. Mike Apley, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 14th annual Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale, February 28th at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma. Selling 100 two-year-old bulls from the top of the herd, including sons of B&B Identity and Generation 2100. These bulls are rugged and ready for heavy service. Also featuring yearling heifers carrying Quartermaster Creek genetics. For more information, call 580-488-3889 or go to the website at www.quartermastercreek.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.